is undeniably linked to racism? You've got to be kidding me. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, of all people on the surface of planet Earth, few are more hypocritical than Cecily Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, who had the gall to proclaim that healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism. First of all, the Democrat Party ally Planned Parenthood was founded on the mission of wiping out the black American population. In fact, it was Planned Parenthood founder and Democrat Party loyalist Margaret Sanger who called black Americans human weeds. She and her Democrat Party cohorts even recruited ignorant black ministers with charming personalities to persuade churchgoers to adopt the practice of murdering their babies.
And, oh, God. Yes.
Here we are numerous decades later, and we still have ministers like Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, and many others telling blacks it's okay to shed the innocent blood of their little babies. It is amazing that at one time, long, long ago, Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson spoke out eloquently against what he called the racism of abortion. But I guess blood money talks and you know what walks. Anyway, I digress. Planned Parenthood President Cecily Richards also promised that the abortion provider will honor Dr., and I'll add Reverend Martin Luther King's, memory by helping people of all ages and races fulfill their potential. But if the Planned Parenthood goal of wiping out black people is still carried on, it is very unlikely they will or can reach their potential here on Earth. Of course, Richards conveniently forgot that Reverend King's niece, Alveda King, stated that, quote, the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb. And I'll add, thanks to Planned Parenthood, the Democrat Party, and woeful, misleading preachers. It took the Ku Klux Klan 86 years to murder 3,446 Negroes from 1882 to 1968. Planned Parenthood rubs out 3,446 black American babies every 3.5 days. Planned Parenthood saying healthcare inequality is linked to racism is as bad as hearing, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, folks. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Before I go into the absolutely amazing insanity that is the Violence Policy Center, I had this thought that they're all the time talking about how likely you are to hurt yourself with a gun if you own a gun. And as somebody who carries a gun, let's talk about holsters, shall we? Just for a segment. Holsters are as important as the gun is itself. Without the right kind of holster, you have a tendency to lose the gun, for example. It may be the wrong kind of holster to where you can't draw it. It may be the wrong kind of holster the way it fits. It may be the wrong kind of holster because it bothers you to carry it. And you have to find that perfect combination of fit, function, and comfort to make that work. For some reason, in every big box store you go to, there is, you know, right now the big thing is Kydex. Kydex is the very big thing. And the one and only ubiquitous holster you're going to find out there, no matter where you go, is going to be the Black Hawk Serpa. Now, the only problem I have with that is I think that's the most dangerous holster to carry. And I'll tell you why. With a Black Hawk Serpa, you have a button, which is your release button, on the side of the holster. It's designed to catch the trigger guard if somebody tries to pull the gun out of your holster. It's designed to be a retention holster. Now, interestingly enough, police don't carry them. Well, some of them do off-duty, which is a mistake in my estimation. But anyway, a lot of people accidentally shoot themselves because they're carrying a Black Hawk Serpa holster. And let me tell you what happens. They start to draw the gun without pushing the button in first. The draw stroke is pushing the button, draw the pistol. If you draw the pistol without pushing in the button at the same time, then what's going to happen is that's going to bind up. And no matter how much you pull that holster, no matter how hard you're pushing that button, it's not going to come free. So then you have to push it forward. And then people have this tendency to, instead of laying their finger flat on it, then they hook their finger and push. And then what happens then, as they're drawing the holster, their finger drags the top of the holster. In some cases, that's not a whole lot of material to drag across. And then their finger lands on the trigger as the gun is exiting the holster. And if it's a gun like, say, a single action 1911, and somehow or other you've also managed to sweep off the trigger, then you have a nice little wound channel going down the side of your leg or on top of your foot or something. So when you're picking a holster, there's two types of holsters to carry a gun around in for we who are not police officers. There's inside the waistband, there's outside the waistband. If you're going to carry outside the waistband, you want it to be Kydex. There's two I would recommend. One is a paddle. One is what I call a sandwich. The sandwich type holsters and the paddle holster that I'm going to recommend do have retention in them, but it's all around the trigger guard itself. It doesn't do anything to the trigger, and you don't have to depress anything to make it magically come out of the holster. For a paddle holster, the very best paddle holster out there, in my estimation, hands down, is the G-Code OSH. It comes in a variety of... You can get them any way you want them, just about. They mount two different ways, non-portable and portable. Portable is called the RTI, the Rapid Transit Interface or something like that, and it's a three-prong hookup that pops into their wheel, and you push it down, and it's locked in place. And you can move the gun all over your body if you have the right attachments. These are used a lot in the military. They have one, they actually have two retention holsters, the XST and the SOC, the SOC, which is actually two pieces of holster. You can change it if you want to put a light on the gun or vice versa. They both have the little latch that pops up behind the gun and a very intuitive thumb release that when you draw the gun, it's just going to pop out of the way. The pancake holsters I like better because they're closer to the body. They ride higher and they're easier to conceal. And they retain just as well. And that's right. In the chat room, they're saying G-Code is hard to find. Well, that's because G-Code is not in the big box stores. You're primarily going to find them online, but they are worth the price of admission, believe me. And they're at the same price point as the Black Hawk Serpa for the most part. Leather holsters, now some people like Kydex holsters. They've started making holsters that go inside the waistband made out of Kydex. I don't like them. Now, maybe if I lose a little more weight, I might like them, but it's still going to have the same phenomena happening. With Kydex, Kydex doesn't move. It's a hard shell. So if you sit down, I don't know how these people that do appendix carry with a full-size weapon, anything bigger than a Glock 19, do it. I really don't, because if you sit down in the car, yes, it's easier to draw the gun, but golly gee, doesn't it hurt? So if you're going to go inside the waistband, there's one hard shell holster out there that is, as far as inside the waistband, it is the most comfortable holster you will ever wear inside the waistband, and that is a Nate Squared Tactical Pro. And what that is it's part leather, it's part hard shell. They take the hard shell, attach it to the leather. You've got cowhide up against you. Nothing of the gun touches you. It looks like half of a gun rug cut in half, and you've got the soft part up against you. They're very comfortable. They're deceptively easy to wear. I mean, when you look at it in the package, you're like, wow, that's big. Well, the big part is shielding you from the gun. You can reholster the weapon with it. Some of these other holsters that are inside the waistband, like the Milt Spark Summer Special, the Galco Summer Comfort, those are very nice. They're not as easy to reholster in. Reholstering is at least as important as drawing the gun, because after you have been involved in something, you have to reholster that gun. And reholstering can lead to an accidental negligent discharge on your part. And it would be accidental, but it would be negligent. So when you're picking a holster, go to YouTube. I would recommend going to YouTube. Look at the ones that you're interested in and see what you're going to see. Find out what you're going to find. There's a lot of hybrid holsters out there. These came out. Who was the one that did the hybrid first? Was it Crossbreed? Crossbreed came out with a hybrid holster where it spreads everything out. Now, they're not as comfortable, in my opinion, as Nate Square Tactical. And the Nate Square Tactical that I carry for my Glock will carry my Glock 26, and it will carry my Glock 20 and everything in between, just because of the way it's designed. Which is interesting in and of itself. Because most of the time, especially with Glock, if you get an 8-square tactical holster for Glock, if you get the Pro for the Glock, it's going to fit every Glock you've got, every Glock you own. And you're going to be able to carry it comfortably. That goes a long way. That goes a long way when you're talking about saving money. So when you start, yes, pick out the gun that you like. then pick out the right holster for it. Not the one that it will fit in. Not the one that it will fit in, but the one for it, the one designed for it. Even with some of them, you're going to find out a poor fit, and you'll be able to weed those out. But do some reviews before you buy them. You don't want to be like me. And I've got a box of holsters I don't use, just a box of them. Although, let me give out one prop as we go into break. The very cheapest way to get into a holster that, one, you won't accidentally shoot yourself with, and it's outside the waistband, and it's Kydex, and it's a paddle. Look at Phobos. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flash shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. The Violence Policy Center is one of the most interesting citizen control cults out there today. And it has this deranged idea that if you honor and wish to see the Bill of Rights preserved, you are an insurrectionist and treasonous. And last week, of course, the NRA annual meeting was coming up, and this was a prime target for a lot of these people. So the VPC held a media call, and they sent out an email to announce this media call. This week, April 25th through 27th, the NRA will hold its annual meeting in Indianapolis, featuring spectacular displays of firearms and products from every major firearm company in the country. The event reveals not only how the NRA is changing from a shooting sports foundation to a gun industry trade association, but the changing nature of the gun industry itself. Its abandonment of sporting firearms for a militarized product line featuring assault weapons and high-capacity concealed carry pistols. Well, except for your terminology, you may be a little bit on. I mean, the AR-15 is the most popular rifle in the United States today, which is used in a lot of hunting, you morons. But you know what? So are our police departments. They're going the same way. But I know that we're insurrectionists because we choose to keep up with those people. Now, the NRA, okay, the NRA is not a gun industry trade association. There is one of those. It's called the National Shooting Sports Federation. They're the ones that compile all the data on NICS checks and how many guns were sold and who's coming and who isn't. And they run a group of events, NSSF events, and that's what they do. The NRA has the Eddie Eagle program, and they have outreach, and they have all these other things. They're a lobbying group. So this whole VPC spin is based upon deception. Now, there were, indeed, personal defense weapons. I don't like calling them modern sporting rifles because I don't own a single one that I'm going to use for a sporting purpose. So they're personal defense weapons to me. And there were plenty of them at on the Indiana Convention Center floor. This is not new. This technology is 50 years old. This is, this came out shortly after it's actually older than me. But it's still incredibly popular among American shooters, due to their modularity, and they're very versatile, and they have really, really good ergonomics. But there are, you know, if you look around nowadays, you can find tactical versions of lever action rifles because people like them a lot too. The VPC, however, doesn't grasp the basics of supply and demand any more than they understand the Second Amendment. Firearms companies don't drive demand for firearms. They react to what the consumers want. Companies simply meet that demand. Take a look at what's happening in New York with the non-assault weapon designation they've given to AR-15s now, because they've reshaped the plastic and taken off flash hider and a bayonet lug. Still the same gun, but it looks a little different. Far from abandoning sporting firearms, shooters have done what they've always done. They have adjusted to incorporate the new with the old. Rifles like the old lever-action variants out there sit side by side with the more modern design, and they are equally as popular. It's quite obvious to anyone that went there that what the VPC obtusely mislabels as sporting firearms are simply the military arms of prior generations. And they are there in droves. They are there in droves and among the most popular exhibits. You know, when a veteran gets out of the military, even today, a young veteran gets out of the military, he's been exposed to the M4, M16 platform, right? He might want to check out the M1 Garand. He might want to check out a lever-action rifle because they were in the military. Or an M14. It is just a fascination with a piece of engineering. That's what it is. Also at the NRA convention were muzzleloaders from the Revolutionary and Civil War, lever-action rifles and revolvers from the Civil War, guns from various conflicts of westward expansions. You had bolt-action rifles, semi-auto pistols that were the backbone of the world's armies in the First and Second World Wars, semi-automatic rifles and semi-automatic variants of select fire rifles from the Second World War. Until the present. The only thing in their assessment of things that was abandoned was their grasp of history and reality. It should be no it should be no surprise to them that after all of this time, after all of these things we've been involved in, that servicemen, especially military servicemen, veterans, would get out there and adopt the rifles and handguns and shotguns that served them in wartime if there's a civilian variant of it. We have not changed. It is a long-standing tradition to adopt the tools of war to peace and to enjoy them in peace, in the outdoors, and for defense of our families and our rights. They have foundered, they're struggling right now against the Second Amendment, and they might somehow even accidentally learn something about the millions of Americans that they revile as insurrectionists. You would think they would try to figure out and get with the game, trying to evolve as it goes along. But no! You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong about that. They take things and, like a deer rifle is a sniper gun. A cowboy revolver is a Dirty Harry gun. Anything that has a box-fed magazine is an assault weapon. The only time during their call, there was one journalist that asked Josh Sugarman, I'll try to remember, he's the one in charge of the VPC, any questions, and those questions were simply asked to expose the shoddy nature of the group's research. And the only reason I know all about this is because Bob Owens at Bearing Arms got in on the call and wrote about it, but he's questioning aloud how many people actually made that call. Oh, gosh. It just tickles me. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the growing dislike for in Colorado for their new gun control laws that they have shoved down their throats. You know, John Morris has abandoned politics altogether and is opening up as a CPA in Colorado, in Denver. So all of you out there, if you're looking for some accounting done for you, well, you can take it to John Morris, because you don't even have to talk to him, because he's going to ignore anything you have, any input you have about your taxes. He's just going to ignore it. Yeah. That was mean of me to say, wasn't it? Probably true, but it was mean. I should be pointing that kind of stuff out. I should not be pointing that kind of stuff out. I'm in the middle of my awareness week, and so far I don't, nothing's happened with it, so we'll find out how it works. If you're listening on a terrestrial radio station, I know of one. I'd like to know all of you. Give me a call and let me know where you're at and how you're listening, if you would. Please. Pretty please. Would you? Sugar on top. I'd like it. I would. I know how to sweeten that up. I just figured out how to make that happen. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you're listening on a terrestrial radio outlet right now, and you will call the show, and it checks out as one of the affiliates that I have, I'm going to get your information from you when you call, and I'll send you the Lock and Load watch cap, which I haven't even picked up yet. They are made, and what a watch cap is it's it looks like a toboggan cap, except it doesn't roll up. Became popular in the military. It's a skull cap. Keeps you warm, covers your ears. Yes, it's summertime, but it will be wintertime again, because we're experiencing climate change. We're going cool. See if anybody bites on that one. More than a year after pushing through some of the toughest gun control measures in the country, also some of the ones that cannot be enforced at all, Colorado Democrats are finding it harder now than ever to get the residents of the state to get behind them. Quinnipiac released a poll Wednesday and found that the strict new gun control laws are losing support among voters. I don't really know how strict they are, because they can't enforce them. How are you going to enforce them? Survey found that only 39% of Colorado voters favor the state's hotly debated 2013 package of gun control measures, down from 43% in February. At the same time, opposition is rising. 56% of Colorado voters oppose them. The passage of this got three Colorado Democratic senators fired from their jobs, two outright, one having to resign. The poll also found that voters support by a 50% to 45% margin allowing teachers and school officials to carry firearms on school grounds, and they back metal detectors at school entrances by an overwhelming 74% to 20% margin. This is what, see, here's, this is a perfect illustration of something. After we have one of these flashpoints where we have a rampage killing, everybody comes out and starts railing against me and you owning a gun. They want to restrict our capability to own a gun by various means and ways. And then when things calm down and emotion goes away and you look at it in the cold light of day and just use reason and fact, then guess what? People come to realize certain things. Then, do you know which radio that is? That would qualify if I know, if you know which radio station that is. The three gun laws restricted ammunition magazine capacity to 15 rounds. Unenforceable unless you put somebody at every entry point into the state, which means everywhere on the border, and then you are intercepting magazines coming in because they did not do away with the old ones. Mandated background checks on all firearms purchases and transfers, including private transfers. Once again, impossible to enforce unless both, you know, with both parties, if both parties agree not to go do it, how are you going to catch them? You don't have a registration. You don't have a registry to check it against. And required gun buyers to pay for their own background checks. Well, that one you can enforce. Might sort of stymie business a little bit, but the magazine capacity. Magazine capacity means nothing. It means nothing. You put a take an ordinary single stack 1911, put it in somebody's hands that knows what he's doing, and with 16 rounds, he can kill as many people, more people, than Holmes in Aurora, if he knows what he's doing. See, that's the beauty of these rampage shooters. They don't kill as many people as they shoot. Because they're not shooters. Most of the time, they're anti-gun. They have some axe to grind, and they take up the gun to do it. So, magazine capacity means nothing. Magazine changing is very easy to do. Virginia Tech, he just took 19 10-round magazines. I'll check into that, Den. The poll found that voters oppose the magazine limit by a margin of 51% to 45%, but favor background checks for all gun buyers by a margin of 85% to 14%. That's because they don't understand how bad background checks are. Not that they're bad about catching people, it's just that they don't report people to them. In one state alone, there's 2.5 million fugitives that haven't been put in the NICS system. Aaron Alexis was not put in the NICS system. So the background check, as it is running today, is not effective. The expanded background check is just building its foundation on what's already there, which is not effective. That's the problem with background checks. And this is the thing you have to look for. When you're seeing this stuff, you have to be ready to refute what they're saying. If background checks, okay, had magically stopped a crime somehow, even one or two, I would have to take a look at them. But they don't stop anything. They stop them from buying the gun there. If you fail the background check, if you come up as a bad person, they don't arrest you. They don't detain you. They don't hold you. If you're on there for mental health, they don't commit you. You just don't buy the gun there. So you get out and say, well, I'm not going to be able to buy a gun this way. I guess I'll have to go buy it that way. And then you go get the gun. These measures that were passed, which the paying for the background check, that's a stupid one. Measures that were passed are not going to stop crime. They're just going to stop civilians. They're going to slow civilians down. State Senator Greg Brophy is a strong advocate for gun rights, and he said opposition to the anti-gun laws is growing even as the initial reaction to the Aurora shooting has faded. A majority of people oppose this, no matter, but once the emotion is gone, even more people are opposed to it. Once they reflect longer on these things, they like these gun control proposals less and less. Quinnipiac poll, they surveyed 1,298 registered voters from April 15th through the 21st with a margin of error plus or minus 2.7 percentage points. I think that I think we'll continue to see that grow. But the troubling part about the poll is the background, people wanting background checks is somehow that's some magic bullet to stop something. It's not going to stop anything. It's not going to prevent anything. You can't prevent crime. Okay? Crime is, first of all, yes, I know in Colorado they've had two horrific rampage killings. And I'm sure that hurts their psyche a little bit. And they felt the need to do something. However, as time goes on, then they keep realizing more and more and more and more. I mean, James Holmes went through a background check. Okay? He went through a background check because he wasn't in the NICS system. He should have been. Not because he had committed a crime, but he had some mental health issues. To the point they were thinking about apprehending him. And then he quit school, and then the campus police and the campus hospital, they just said, well, not our problem. So, background checks in and of themselves, until they fix the NICS system, which means they're going to have to, when somebody breaks the law, like when Aaron Alexis shoots out the tires on somebody's car because he's angry about something, is that a good enough reason to shoot out? I'm angry. Bam, bam. Well, I understand that, son. Go on your way. I was having a bad day. Round goes through the ceiling, but in the floor of somebody else's apartment, misses them. I was having a bad day. Well, you know, that happens. You got to keep book on these people. You got to report them. If you're going to have a background check system, at least make it work. I have nothing to fear from the background check system. I don't even have to stand for it. I've got a permit. My state exempts me from it now. For the low-info voter, what you've got to do is you've got to tell them, well, they don't report all the bad people to them, and that's why background checks are a bad idea, and that's why making universal background checks just expands on an already bad idea. Universal background checks, they're actually, that's like going out and getting permission to sell your car or your lawnmower. You're not a lawnmower retailer. You don't have to have a tax ID to own it, and you don't have to have a tax ID to sell it. When we get back, the feds are going to Chicago on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go into the third hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. What I'm about to talk to you next reminds me of something that happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, my wife and I were going to this shopping center, and the easiest way to get to it is on a, you know, get on the interstate and just fly down the road. And we were on an interstate called 85. It's a big southeastern interstate. It's in the stretch we were in. It's also one of the biggest drug corridors for smuggling, but that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. A vehicle near one of the exits caught on fire and went. I mean, it literally went up. And even though it was in the emergency lane when it was on fire, and even though fire department only partially blocked one lane, the entire three lanes of traffic stopped. And we were near a highway access point, and we saw people getting off of the highway and going in the opposite direction of what it was designed to do, to get off of the highway on this on-ramp. Some of them were stupid enough to think, well, if I back up, that means I'm not breaking a law. Others said, well, if I go the wrong way and I'm aiming in the direction I'm driving, I'll get there quicker and maybe not have a head on. In the meantime, there's two entryways feeding this on-ramp, and you got 18-wheelers coming down the road just flying, and people are turning, doing U-turns in front of them. And I called the Highway Patrol, and I asked them, I told them, you're going to have some people get killed here. Highway Patrol never showed up because we were there long enough for them to have responded. And there was plenty of access to it any other way besides on that highway. Which leads me to my story. The police can't be everywhere. Now, in Chicago, for some reason, they're having trouble fighting gangs. I'll tell you where the trouble comes from fighting gangs. You got to go to where the fight is. You can't do an outreach on the fringes of it or anything else. You got to get in it. You got to run to the gunfire. They've got a new U.S. attorney in Chicago. and he's going to try to focus on Chicago street violence. And they've started a new federal violent crimes unit in Chicago. And that's coming in the aftermath of a very violent Easter weekend in the city that left 9 dead and dozens more wounded. Their shootings will go up because as weather gets hotter, it always happens. U.S. Attorney Zachary Farden took on the job as the head federal prosecutor in the Chicago region in October. And they're going to try to do something about their violence epidemic. It's not an epidemic. Here's the thing. Where you pull back, there will be crime. When the police presence does not want to go there, there will be crime. This month, a 16-member violent crimes unit will begin operating under Farden's watch. There are no new prosecutors or even more money. Farden's office says this is a reorganization that typically takes place when a new U.S. attorney takes over. The new unit will use drug and gun laws along with money laundering and extortion statutes to target gang leaders. Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy, who along with the city's mayor has pushed for some help from the feds, says the numbers of shootings and murders in the city last year reached some of the lowest levels in decades. It's still too high, though, and it's a big gun control center. And this is another reason the gangs have nothing to worry about in Chicago. They very unlikely are going to run up against a police officer while they're doing their shootings. Police officer has to be present. And then he's one guy against the gang. To fight crime, though, to fight crime of this type, organized crime, drug cartel crime, whatever you want to, don't forget that Chicago is the national distribution point for the Sinaloa drug cartel. You're going to have to go to where the fight is. Now, we'll see what this 19-member federal crime unit makes. 19, if most of these guys are on the street, and if they're agents, and if they're willing to go and get involved in the fight, might have something to do with it. It's still sticking your finger in the leaking dike when, you know, you've got leaks all around you, sticking one finger in it. They need help from local law enforcement. They need to be aided by local law enforcement. And I, look, being a, this is the part that kills me about police. They want to gear up. They want to be a tactical operator, but they don't want to do what tactical operators do. They're concerned with going home at the end of the day. I too would be concerned with going home at the end of the day. When I was in the military, I was concerned with going home at the end of the day. But you know what? Being in the military and being a police officer is a dangerous job. You have a whole array of tools at your disposal. You don't have to look at everybody there as a tasing target. I read just the other day about, it was an old case, but this was a guy that had been in a vehicle fire. And they wanted to handcuff him. And he didn't want to be handcuffed, so they tased him. But he was burned all over, so the tase doesn't really, you know, has to hit flesh, good flesh, to work. So they ended up shooting him. His crime was being in a car fire. And the thing that kept going over and over, they kept stating over and over in their testimony was, I didn't want to touch him because I was concerned for my own safety. You got to lose that attitude. You can't fight something without getting involved with it. You got to figure out who the victims are. You know, if you've got a victim that's been in a car fire, maybe you lay out some stuff for him and say, lay down. We're going to get you some medical help. Just secure the scene. You don't have to handcuff him. This guy was naked. He didn't have a hidden weapon on him. He had a whole lot of exposed capillaries. So he didn't have anything hidden on him. And they ended up shooting him. The problem that we have today is that people are not, people still respect law. They just don't respect the keepers of law, the police. They understand that the police are not peace officers anymore. They're code officers. They enforce a code, whether it's right or wrong. They'll enforce code. Sometimes they make it up as they go. A lot of people just, you know, a lot of people call for help, get beat up. I saw a thing where an old man called for his wife was having trouble. They showed up and they kicked him all over the place. And then this would not be so rampant, I think, if the actual people in charge of these departments, the sheriff, the chief, if they would take some of these rogues. And these, make no mistake, these guys are operating with fear. They're afraid. If he would take some of these rogues and just throw them in jail, make an example out of them, they are prostituting the uniform and the department when they do that. But no, we got to take care of our own. If you want to fight crime, you don't have to invite the feds. You have to be willing to go where the crime goes. There are police departments that do it. There are police departments that do it. Some of them go completely against the Constitution, like Stop and Frisk in New York. That's not necessarily policing. That's one size fits all. You can't do one size fits all. If you're going to be a police officer, check your reason for being one. It's not about power. It's about problem resolution, problem solution. If you can get in there and resolve a problem without arresting somebody, that doesn't make you weak. That makes you very good at what you do. And by all means, stop tasing so many people. If I call you to come help me, and you show up and you want to handcuff me, I'm going to question that too. And then I'm probably going to get tased. And then you know what happens next time I see a crime? I'm probably not going to call you because I'll be afraid I'm going to get tased again. And I know no matter how many times I say, don't tase me, bro, I'm still going to be doing the herky jerky. Let's go into the next hour, the final hour of the day. We're going to look at Bunkerville. You know, that's not the first time BLM's been in the rustling business. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.